had some scenario where it was left to the police officers, say, to do that. Anybody can go out and kind of take a measurement and come up with a decibel level. That's not hard to do. But having some knowledge of the physical aspects of acoustics and how it work or how they work is important in terms of determining what's going on. So I just wanted to show or support Paul and his work here and say that glad he's here. That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you for saying so. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Melissa Stewart. I'm the current chair of the Noise Review Board and just a citizen at large at that. And I'm here to support the Noise Office, of course, wishing to say that, among other things, a staff of 3.5, I'm sure you understand now, having seen the PowerPoint presentation, is really too small for a population of 650,000 people and the density that we're increasing day by day. The city of New York, which follows us to a certain extent in our efforts to deal with noise, has a population of 6 million with 110 noise officers, just to give you a clue. It seems like Portland could justify maybe 5 more people, 4 more people. But essentially, even if this gentleman who just spoke about the remote option exists, there's still an awful large part of what the Noise Office does, which is educating people about how we should behave so that everybody can have a certain amount of peace and quiet in this community. The further thing I would say is, given the stress of having too few people to operate the Noise Office, Officer Van Orden has still managed to draw 30 people, I think, 30 professionals from the construction industry, of which this gentleman is one, to do a better job of codifying the conditions that we at the Noise Board have to look at when we agree on a variance or not, so that they can be done administratively, which means that the construction industry spends less time in that process and often less money. So just so you know, they work really, really hard.
I appreciate that. Now, are there other members of your committee here today?
The board members?
Yes.
No, they all have jobs. Yours truly is just retired. So.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And if you could pass on all of our thanks to them.
Okay.
We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your testimony. Next three, please.
The last person is Mary Sipe.
Very good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I prepared written testimony, and I've kind of thrown it away, and I'm going to try and make this as short as possible.
Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly, in June, when I gave some testimony about work I did on the noise variance fee schedule that was moving forward and then was abandoned, you made a statement that I want to repeat, and that was you said, "I want to thank Mary Sipe for her testimony. This is something that really bothers me, and I hope we will see less and less of." And that is when citizens put in their time, energy, and expertise and have their hard work ignored and never implemented. And as you know, for the last 3 years, I've been working on this pile driving initiative. And as you also know, after, I don't know if you know these details, but after 17 meetings with stakeholders, a noise task force, many community meetings, and a great deal of research, and finally successful testing of noise mitigation devices on the Block 20 project, I was out there with Paul and Rory Martindale from Anderson taking noise meter meeting readings with the meter borrowed from the noise office, and it was amazing how effective that was. And as a result of all of this work, in September, the Noise Review Board voted unanimously to propose an amendment to Title 18 to remove the exemption for pile driving and require a noise variance permit, which would give the Noise Control Office the ability to require the use of noise mitigation devices. I hope you'll let me finish.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thanks. Commissioner Udaly, you attended that Noise Review Board meeting, and you sat with me and 25 other citizens for over 3 hours waiting to testify in that cramped, hot room, and I want to thank you for that. The proposal, as you know, was scheduled to come to City Council, or I don't know if you know, on June 21st, and David Austin made the decision to pull that back because of the other pressures. I was dismayed when I met with David, and he said to me, "This is just not that important." Well, I understand this might not be as pressing, and I know you're planning to bring it forward as other city issues or that you're dealing with. It's low-hanging fruit. The work has been done, and you know what happens when you leave low-hanging fruit on a tree? It rots and falls off. And please don't let that happen to this. Your office indicated that because we don't see any pile driving in the foreseeable future, that you're going to bring this back in the fall or winter. And while we don't have any pile driving in the foreseeable future, we don't know when it's going to happen. And without this amendment, it happens without any notice, and then there won't be any ability to use to enforce the use of noise mitigation devices. And over 3 years, Paul and the volunteer members of the Noise Review Board have been putting their time, energy, expertise into researching this. And to me, to continue to delay bringing their proposal to City Council doesn't show much respect for the years of work that they've put into this. And I just want to ask, you know, in the fall or winter's not the kind of commitment I'd like to see for when this will come to City Council. And if you could bring this forward, you know, within, say, 60 days. It's been a year since the Noise Review Board voted to bring this proposal forward. And I would just like to ask for your support of Paul and the Noise Review Board and me and the members of the community. And let's bring this forward and let's get it wrapped up and taken care of. What I passed out to you is just a shot I took at what I think this proposal might look like. And I know city attorneys have to take their run at it, but I just thought I'd kind of maybe give them a little hand. So, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Mary. And I want to assure you that everyone's quality of life in this city is important, as I think you can imagine coming in as a new commissioner. We all have limited time and resources. We have had to prioritize certain things within the Bureau, but I stand by that statement.
Yeah, thank you.
And I do need to speak to Paul and our new director before I agree to your 60-day request, but
okay.
I'm hopeful that...
Thank you.
That we could
and frankly, out of respect for what you're going through, I have not been knocking on your door asking to meet with you because I have all the faith and confidence that you will keep this above water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move to accept the report.
We have a motion.
I'll second that.
Commissioner Fish moves. Commissioner Udaly seconds acceptance of the report. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Thank you, Paul, and everyone that's here from the noise office. Could you raise your hands? I see one, two. Yeah. I just want to appreciate you guys. I mean, you're in one of many offices where I feel like your typical interactions with the public are stressful because this is, you know, noise is a source of stress and contention, and you might not always get the appreciation that you deserve, and I hope that you absorbed all of it that was shared today in the session. So thanks for your hard work. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Paul, superb report. Thorough, detailed, well-organized, and I suspect I am in a... rather large cohort of people that think that 3.5 FTE is a very lean operation, and we need to reconsider that in due course. Thank you for your presentation, and thanks to everyone who took time to testify today. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think this was a fantastic report. I appreciate it, Commissioner Daly. Thank you, and to all who testified. And frankly, I thought it was a really good thing also to hear some people testify in support of the Noise Office and Paul and your leadership. That's a nice thing to hear, too. So thank you to everybody who came forward. I vote aye. The report's adopted. Thank you.